Harness Racing returns to Northlands Park this weekend. Horse players take note. Northlands is, according to their promotional materials, Canada's best bet. Chris Roberts, venue director for Northlands Racing and Gaming Arm, is with us today on Trot Radio. Chris, welcome.
Thanks very much, Norm.
How are things up there in Edmundchuk?
Well, you got that right. winter arrives in Edmonton before it arrives anywhere else. It was funny, I was looking at the news last week and watching 25 and you know 28 degree temperatures in Toronto and even Winnipeg, and here in Edmonton, we had highs of about 10 degrees. So getting used to the weather is a little different for me, but we're going to get there.
I would need some serious couch time if I had to deal with weather like that, I'll tell you. But it is a beautiful city nonetheless.
And beautiful. I've enjoyed it immensely.
Now, before we get into the takeout issue, bring us up to speed in your position with Northlands. You left Ontario, the hub of horse racing, and it's not to sound like a snobby Ontarian, the ones that you know the rest of the country love to hate, but it is what it is. What went into that decision?
Well, I've already, since I've been in Edmonton now for 4 months, I already have the Western Complex, which is to hate Ontario and all things central. No, not at all. The opportunity to move to Northlands for me was a tremendous one. I've had nothing but great experiences in horse racing to this point. Northlands is a multifaceted organization. It's into entertainment of all kinds, a trade show space, Rexall Place, and of course Northlands Park is a racing venue. So the opportunity to get exposed to some different things and the opportunity to ply my trade at both thoroughbred and standardbred racing was enticing. So I think the leadership at Northlands is moving in the right direction. I think we want to see things happen with racing, and we are going to swing for the fences in this coming year on our racing program and really trying to generate some intense interest in racing in the Edmonton area.
You've been very aggressive in your pricing of the product. We spoke to Greg Blanchard earlier this week. He says the pricing of our product in general terms too high when compared to other forms of gambling, but Northlands has answered that call. You guys have got an industry-low 10% takeout on win-play show wagering.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's a little bit different about Alberta is the taxation structure provincially. We've got a 5% tax that gets assigned immediately on top of all wagering, plus a promotional levy that gets assigned as well. The difficulty in that, of course, is that it makes it difficult for us to compete with other tracks. So what we've done to answer that is we've got the lowest association commission of any track in North America. We're taking just 10% out of win place and show pools, which is, as you know, an extremely low number. Mm-hmm. You know, we're proud about it. We're going to push it hard in the marketplace. You know, we've had some success on track this summer pushing that to our thoroughbred clientele and are happy to take it on to the standardbred scene as well.
Let me ask you about the thoroughbred side, because I know in the work I do for HBPA Alberta, the numbers show that the T-bred handle was down about 11%.
One difference here in Alberta compared to Ontario and elsewhere is a disproportionate amount of the handle is actually gleaned on track, which is both a good and a bad thing. It's a bad thing in that we're not generating extensive export sales. Mm-hmm. But we're averaging anywhere from 40 to 50% of our total handle is being generated on track.
That's huge.
It is huge, by any track standards. The good side is that our live handle for the thoroughbred meet closing was down on an average basis by about 5 points. Now, that's not good, but we're going to retrench. We're going to build our program on track, and we're going to generate increased numbers. We have access here in Alberta, in Edmonton, I should say, to a large urban marketplace, and we are going to push hard within the core of building racing events and building the atmosphere on a day-to-day basis to push those numbers up. Make no mistake, nobody at Northlands is satisfied with the status quo. Nobody's happy that our numbers continue to fall, but we're going to go to the end of the earth to do whatever we can to promote the product and to build that on-track atmosphere that's going to drive more bodies into this this arena.
Yeah, well, you've got an equine culture built into the population, which has got to be a plus.
No question about it. I mean, there's nowhere in Canada where there's a denser horse population than in Alberta. We got to find ways to capitalize on that.
One of the things I'm sure the horsemen are happy about is returning to Edmonton, especially when it looked as though they may have to juggle back and forth between Edmonton and BC, for heaven's sake. What's the mood like in the backstretch at Northlands with our harness people?
So far, I think it's been phenomenal. I mean, the harness set, has a very challenging set of circumstances that surround them. They've been racing in Lacombe. You know, God bless Bobby Allen and his crew down there, because if it weren't for them, I'm not sure where the harness horsemen would be racing last year, be it Grand Prairie or worst case scenario, of course, would be nowhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've done the best that they can with the hand they've been dealt.
Real quick here, you've added some new events when you were at Georgia, and exciting stuff like Extreme Day. Anything in the works creatively for Northlands?
A little bit early days to be settling on new events. I mean, this 2011 for me is really going to be a time to take it all in, see where we're at, try and baseline what we've done so far, and then I think 2012 is going to be the year where you're going to see you know, some new events, us reaching out in a number of different areas, and we're going to add some pieces to the puzzle as well. So, you know, for me, it's been a tremendous learning experience. We've got a great team here. We've got some passionate people. They're passionate about horse racing and gaming and Northlands, and you know, to see that kind of passion, it's hard to imagine that we won't make positive strides.
Want to get to a sensitive topic, and it's one that deals with Horse Racing Alberta, of which you are a member of the board, and the HBPA, Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association, largely a thoroughbred group, you could say, at least out in Alberta. There's a lot of friction there because of HRA's, you could say, handling of Balzac and how that all came about. How do you manage to walk that fine line? I know that President Matt Monaco hasn't been pleased, and neither has membership in general at HBPA with Horse Racing Alberta. What do you hope to do to try and smooth the waters?
Well, I'll preface it by saying, there are probably hundreds of people in Alberta that are much more expert on the subject of Balzac than I am. The one thing I've seen in my my 5 months here is everybody wants to tell you the story about Balzac, where it's at, where it's come from. You know, and it's a very convoluted tale, I think, at this point. I think what really bothers the HBPA and our partners on both the thoroughbred and the harness racing side is just that lack of certainty. And you can feel it. I mean, it's really palpable toward the end of the thoroughbred meet or the end or beginning of a standardbred meet. People just want some certainty of where they're going to be racing, how much money they're going to be racing for. You know, even just a bullseye, I guess, or I should say a dartboard throw at how many days they're going to be racing, what their season's going to look like. And that's very, very difficult in Alberta when the Balzac target is constantly moving. You know, I have no doubt in my mind that the folks at UHA and Darcy Marler are, you know, they're doing the best they can in a very, very difficult set of circumstances to make this track go. We've had a number of updates in recent months and weeks about where Balzac is at.
Where is it at now? I mean, we keep hearing we're going to get good news in 2 weeks, and we're going to get good news in another 2 weeks. So, I mean, when is it time for HRA to say, you know what, guys, you've had your shot. Let's give it to somebody else. We got a track in Calgary that's sitting there begging for us to come there.
Well, I'm not sure that's the case. But you know, again, I'm not an expert on it. But yeah. I can tell you this. I think, you know, taking the pulse of the HRA board, I think we're very close to that. I think people want some certainty, but, you know, the question exists.
Forgive me for interrupting. You said you're very close to what, an actual real-time announcement on Balzac?
No, what I meant by that, Norm, is I think we're very close to either a assurances that the project is moving forward, or we're going to move forward as an industry with Balzac on the sidelines. We just came out of a 3-year planning session with HRA, a strategy session and a board session. And I think at this point, the industry in Alberta is simply moving forward under the assumption that Balzac is not going to happen.
Okay.
If Balzac does happen at some point in the future, it will only be a positive to the industry at that point. But I think the HRA board believes, I think Shirley McClellan and the other stakeholders believe, that we need to move forward with the bird that we've got in hand. And if that is Northlands, and that is Lacombe, and that is Grand Prairie and Lethbridge, then we need to build a 3-year business plan on those tenets. Like I said, that's not to say that Balzac is dead by any stretch. Nobody has, nobody has made that pronouncement.
Yeah, but realistically, that seems to be the underlying theme. And I know you don't want to be too negative, so you've got to keep that hope alive. And I don't blame you for doing that. Have you spoken with Matt Monaco on the Balzac situation? Matt Monaco, the president of HBPA.
I speak to Matt Monaco multiple times every day.
Okay. And how's that going for you?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, Matt and I have some philosophical disagreements about where racing is, but we have a very good working relationship. I fully understand what the HBPA's pressures are. I understand that their members want certainty, just like the ASHA folks want certainty as well. And the problem, you know, frankly, Norm, from our perspective is Northlands can't provide the certainty that all of the stakeholder groups are looking for. We can't provide year-round racing dates for both breeds. We're only one track. You know, there's a set amount of demand in this marketplace. We need to build a program that meets that demand. So Northlands is caught in the middle as much as everybody else is. What I can tell you is we're pragmatic. We're bullish about the future of horse racing in our market. But that, you know, all that being said, there needs to be some direction in the Calgary marketplace.
Yeah.
It's way too large a market in Alberta. If Alberta is going to be in the racing business, it's too large a market with too much of of a positive history. Yeah. To sit on the sidelines.
Well, no, it needs Calgary. Now, what about the other stalled project in Olds?
I've heard almost nothing about it.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that. Now, the new dates are being roughed out. I understand that the T-bred people might end up with about three more at Northlands. What about the standardbred people in 2012?
I think the thoroughbreds are going to end up with the same number of days.
Okay.
that we were scheduled to race this year. We ended up canceling out 3 days toward the end of the meet.
Yep.
We were having difficulty filling. It turned out we ended up probably having enough horses to race weak cards around the end. So I'm actually glad we went the direction we did. We closed out very strongly with great on-track handles, you know, six figures plus in on-track handle on averaged over those last couple weeks, which is very positive for us.
Yeah. What about on the harness side? What are you looking at in terms of dates there?
I think we're looking right now at between 44 and 47, which would be up five or six from what we raced, what we planned to race in 2011.
You have a big job ahead of you, and you're already taking it by the horns, and I really appreciate the fact that you didn't mind answering some needly questions on some tough issues. Always a pleasure having you on, Chris Roberts. Best of luck in the upcoming weeks and months at Northlands.
Thanks so much, Norm.